Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News, and with us is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Certainly, anyone that's listened to this radio station or read the Times Union over the years knows about the issue of PCBs, the Hudson River, and dredging. And now we continue the fight over how much was taken out, how much is left, and whether to continue to dredge.
Yeah, it looks like another chapter is opening in that decades-long debate about PCBs in the Hudson River. The state Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Segos is saying that the Federal Environmental Protection Agency needs to do more to ensure that these toxic polychlorinated biphenyls, or PCBs, have been thoroughly removed from the Hudson River. You know, for years, GE dumped an estimated 1.3 million pounds of PCBs into the river from its plant in Fort Edward. Leaders of several environmental organizations joined Segos along the Hudson in Albany on Monday as he said unacceptably high levels of PCB-contaminated sediment remain in large portions of the upper Hudson River, and he declared the job is not done. He also suggested that GE, which is under an agreement with the EPA after completing its six-year dredging project, should be compelled to return and perform more cleanup work. The EPA said they welcome New York's continued involvement in the Hudson River's PCB cleanup and shares the commitment the state has to cleaning up the Hudson. As for GE, it says that it completed the job. It completed the six-year billion-dollar project of removing sediment and that the EPA agreed. So it looks like there's going to be some contentious negotiations going forward.
From there to chips.
Yeah, good news. A lot of buzz these days about the next generation computer chip being manufactured right here in the Capital Region. Our tech reporter, Larry Rulison, has a story today about what's being called the Zen. It's a microprocessor, and it was developed by Advanced Micro Devices. It's being produced in Malta at GlobalFoundries Fab 8 manufacturing facility. It's called the next generation of computer chip, and it's getting a lot of hype in Silicon Valley. They say that it's actually doing quite well and even better than the chip made by the giant Intel Corporation. After reports about the Zen processor last week, stock prices for AMD jumped 10%, but it also demonstrates that Fab 8, which employs roughly 3,000 people in Saratoga County, has turned the corner in the quest to become a major commercial force in the chip industry. So that's good news for the Capital Region.
And always good news when we get to hear from Mike Spain. He is the Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more, you can go to timesunion.com. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.